Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. We're talking politics with Fred Locken from Truckee Meadows Community College and Eric Herzig from UNR for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some B&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great panel for the entire show today. Professor of Political Science at Truckee Meadows Community College, Fred Locken, is here. And the chairman of the Department of Political Science at UNR, Eric Herzig, is here. Pleasure to have you both with me. Let's start out with, is this the weirdest election cycle you've ever experienced, or maybe at least experienced since the beginning of the Jim Gibbons campaign?
Well, there you go. Let's give it context. Yes, actually, I think this is probably one of the most unpredictable election years that I'm witnessing. We certainly saw, I think, a false start of the Democrats at the beginning of the year in terms of an enthusiasm bump, but that obviously is settling down. This is an administration that's starting to settle in, and aspects of the administration are working. They know how to play the system, unlike anyone I've ever seen, and so it's going to be one of the hardest to predict.
When you say they know how to play the system, be more specific.
Well, they have perfected the art of the distraction. Anytime there's anything negative Trump,
misdirection.
They really, or redirection, certainly to anything else. They don't care. It can be another really controversial issue, but it gets people to stop talking. I've never felt so manhandled and manipulated. They're just doing it well.
Eric, your response to that? Do you feel browbeaten?
Yes. It's like for all of us who kind of watch Trump and it's kind of like, oh, he's not playing by the rules. Well, this is all new. Trump is the master of the media. He's not the master of the deal. He's actually completed very few deals. But he dominates the news cycle at 4 o'clock in the morning. He'll tweet something and you know that's going to be on there. Distraction, redirection, whatever you want to call it. Absolutely. And he'll just say something that's so outrageous that it's like, follow the shiny object. And that's what the media does. That's what voters do. And he completely changes the conversation.
And, you know, it's interesting to watch the media twist itself into pretzels. For example, I was catching up over some past stories over the weekend and looking at what happened when Mark Amadei on this program talked about Paul Ryan going to resign in the next 3 months. It's a rumor, but of course it proved to be true almost immediately. The story broke during the Easter recess, which meant all the reporters on Capitol Hill had absolutely nothing to do. And people have been talking about this for months, but nobody had come out and said it publicly on the record. Mark Amadei puts a rumor on the record and then the journalists on Capitol Hill all tie themselves in a knot going, how dare he, how dare he? Yes, people have been talking about this for months and we didn't report it, but how dare he, how dare he? I mean, it's just, we're following this circle round and round and round.
Well, I think for both Eric and I, we've often talked about this lowest of our low moments in American political history, where we are so conflicted, where we are so divided, where we are so partisan. And I thought, well, you know, I tend to agree with Eric that we've, you know, it has to get low before we can go high, but we must be at the lowest bar. This administration has found a whole new low bar setting that I didn't know existed in American politics that has shifted us away from any of the norms and expectations we've had about the performance of a president, the boundaries of the presidency. And so I guess I'm never too old to learn. This is I'm being a student in politics this year.
All right, but now is that the reality, or is the reality that this is what goes on behind the scenes in most administrations, but we don't usually get to hear about it because the leaking is not to that great of an extent?
Oh, I would disagree with that. I think that we're hitting new, I agree with Fred, new boundaries, new lows, whatever you want to call it, with this particular administration. In part, it's an administration that really doesn't know what they're doing. I mean, this is the example of somebody without experience. And everybody says, oh, I don't want a regular politician. I want an outsider, whatnot. Yes, but then you get into the day-to-day running a government. And the paper was talking about Trump's appointees are lagging. By the same token, he's got all kinds of appointees he hasn't made. Why? Because he doesn't know any of these people. He doesn't know the agencies. And that's the problem of the outsider. Now, you can say, well, that's good because you're bringing in fresh views, but that's also why he stumbled on several occasions with some of his appointees going, you're appointing whom? And you can blame it on the Democrats. He did in a tweet today. But in fact, Republicans are the ones that are holding him up. On judiciary, Grassley, who is, you know, a solid conservative Republican senator, is going, no, I'm not going to do this. This is just not right. And so you've got that. You've got his personal items that are flowing around. David Brooks was about a month ago when the payment to Stormy Daniels came out. And he said, and this was exactly what I was thinking when he said it, he goes, the headline is Trump denies paying off porn star. And I'm going, I can't get past just that as a president, you know, that you're denying this. It's like, this is a new, we haven't been there. You can say, well, Clinton had an affair. Yeah, fine, but a payoff to a porn star, president of the United States. I teach this, we teach it to kids, and it's like, okay, I've got nothing.
You know, my temptation to launch into jokes here is great, but I'm going to resist that temptation. At the same time that all of this is going on, you are seeing the three branches of government very active. So you have Congress fulfilling its role, you have the judiciary, especially at the district court level, fulfilling its role, shooting down executive orders, you know, on immigration and other things. So is this not a good thing that we are seeing as part of this history, all branches of the government actively involved in protecting their turf?
Well, I would not agree in terms of the House. I'm
personally Nobody ashamed. Is agreeing with me.
I'm personally Thank you. Ashamed of the performance of the Republican Party as concerns the House, and especially a man by the name of Nunes. But yes, the Senate has been playing what was, you know, it discovered that role during Watergate. Every once in a while, it does kind of realize enforces the separation of powers. And the judiciary has been carrying some very heavy buckets of water. And I'm expecting the Supreme Court of the United States to give us some surprises between now and the end of June with some of these very controversial decisions. But you start with a president that doesn't understand the separation of powers and doesn't accept it. You have a man who 20% of America says should be able to do anything he wants. And so whether it's the public opinion polling or the behavior of a president that seemingly disrespects the Constitution of the United States, it's not fun talking about politics anymore.
When you look at his relationship, for example, with Sean Hannity, with Judge Pirro, Judge Jeanine, and his watching Fox News constantly, and then parroting what he's hearing on Fox News, which he may have discussed with Sean Hannity the night before, we are finding out. Is this the most impressive use of media since Ronald Reagan decided that he was going to have essentially his own microphone and talk directly to the American people?
I guess impressive is a word you can use. It's certainly, again, I'll go back to, he dominates the news cycle. He's able to do that. Kudos to him. Now, if I get into the substance of it, kind of siding with Fred there. It's like, well, so what for the Constitution? And yet you have people who support him saying, we have to get back to what the founders intended. And I'm just going, the founders never intended a president to do what he's doing. I would also, along with Fred, disagree with you that all three branches are doing their job. You're very critical of the House. I'll be critical of the entire legislative branch. I mean, they're just not getting things done. Occasionally, a senator, I highlighted Grassley, you get McCain. Ironically, some more Republicans who are standing up saying, no, this isn't how separation of powers works. Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. But those are few and far between, and in terms of getting the work done, Mitch McConnell has not done anything, and the House just kind of, you just watch them go like this. So they're not doing their job.
Well, all right. You now have the layers of dysfunctionality. I mean, the performance before Donald Trump was miserable in the legislature because, well,
our
own Harry Reid was sort of seen as something of a destructive force in some of the strategies. He did a bit of a nuclear option to get something through, the blockade against the Obama administration by a Republican-controlled Congress since 2010. Now you have a dysfunctional presidency on top of that. As a Democrat or a Republican running for re-election this year, it must be hard to get up every morning, especially as a Republican, but even for Democrats, because the Democrats haven't really responded to this by a change in leadership or a sense of identifying a direction that they're going in that anyone can understand. So it just is, we're wallowing in the bottom. We are in the pigsty of politics. Never thought we'd get this low.
All right, but on the other hand, he said, business is booming. The economy is doing great. The confidence in the economy from business is great. The Congress did get the tax bill through. It seems like there are certain areas that are doing very well.
Okay, the economy is booming. I'll even go with that. And Trump should get
I got one. Okay,
Trump should get some credit for that. By the same token, the economy was doing very well before, and people just forget that. It's like when stock market hits new high, oh, Trump gets all the credit. And I'm just going, well, when Barack Obama walked in, it was at, what, 8, goes to 6, and when he leaves, it's at 19. And all of these record highs that he hit, Obama didn't do it. I guess I'm more troubled. You got the tax cut, and yet we're going to have a $1 trillion deficit. And I'm trying to figure this out as a Republican. I'm just going, wait a minute. When Obama did it, they were bad. But when Obama did it, we were in the midst of the worst recession you've had since the Great Depression. Now, everything you just said, we're booming. There's money, confidence, whatnot. And yet we're going to have a $1 trillion deficit. When are we ever going to bring that spending under control?
All right, and we will answer this question when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. We can save you money and add comfort and value to your home. To find out how, check out our new website. If you visit the site before June, you could win $1,000 cash in a random drawing. Just enter your name, Nevada zip code, and email, and you could be the lucky winner. Go to homeenergyexperts.com. That's homeenergyexperts.com. Must be 18 or older. The drawing will be held June 1st.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with our two professors of political science, Fred Locken and Eric Herzig. So let's return to the topic you brought up, which is the deficits. So ever since I started reading about politics, I have heard about the deficits when they were only a few trillion dollars, and now we're up to $20 trillion of how this is going to pay off and hurt our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Well, I'm afraid I've been around long enough that they're already grown. The grandchildren, the great-grandchildren are, you know, in society now. And yet, we have not hit the skids as has been forecast. So when does that happen and how does that happen?
Okay, I've made the same argument. That I've heard this doom and gloom. You hear it about, you know, pensions, for government pensions. And it's like, I started my career in Illinois. Illinois' pension plan was in, oh, it's about to go under. I'm now about to retire, and Illinois is still there. They've got problems. I guess the issue with the deficit is we actually did, at the end of the Clinton administration, end up with a balanced budget, a surplus, and you started to pay off the debt. And it's the debt that's at $20 trillion. And then we just threw that out the window. And it was like, we don't like this discipline. And it's,
well, we also had two, you know, major wars that we fought that cost a lot of money that weren't on the books.
Absolutely, yes, and they weren't on the books. You're exactly right. But even before then, we were tossing out the Budget Control Act, and now the federal budget system is just, it's a disaster. It's a joke what they put together. We live on continuing resolutions. Is it going to collapse? So far, it hasn't. And I've always said, oh, there's good deficit spending, there's bad deficit spending. But it's like the guy who, you know, jumps off of a 20-story building and by the 15th floor, so far, so good. So that's...
Right.
Well, and you know, frankly, we have every reason to believe we have a recession coming in 2019. Indicators are already popping up in Wall Street. We have a government budget that is locked into fixed spending, and we've lost our discretionary capabilities. Anything we do, even if we were to launch, which we won't apparently until 2019 to address the recession, that's why they're holding it now, the great infrastructure bill, that will be financed by debt. Somebody cut all the taxes coming to the federal government, just like George Bush did in 2001. Under Bill Clinton, the last time we had a president that actually balanced the budget, we had 3.5% growth. We had people working. We had an economy that was growing. It can be done and balancing the budget, but this obsession that all taxes are by nature evil, that government doesn't deserve any revenue, but then you commit to 13 million veterans for the rest of their lives for their costs. You have the elderly. You have the Medicaid carrying the soldiers' work of health care because they did away with the mandatory requirements of Obamacare. There's no logic operating in how this budget is supposed to function. And as Eric points out, as a result, it is an unmitigated disaster that will only accelerate the debt. And at what point? If it's not $20 trillion, is it going to be the $26 trillion? We're going to be at faster than you think, or the $30 trillion? Because there's no plan to ever even stop adding to the debt at this point.
And can I add one thing about
briefly.
Fred noted that President Bill Clinton, we also had at that time a Republican-controlled Congress. And so Newt Gingrich and John Kasich was chair of the Congressional Budget Committee. They worked together amazingly. So you had two guys that really didn't like each other, Gingrich and Clinton. You had a Republican-controlled Congress, and we got a balanced budget. Amazing when you can work together. Yet, when Kasich runs for president in 2016, and he's on the stage, and they're talking about all these candidates talking about budgets, and it's like, oh, you're part of the Washington, D.C. problem, and they're describing what they're going to do with the budget. And he finally comes out and says, you guys don't, that's not how this works. He was so frustrated. And now we just plow ahead with, it's all going to be fine.
More when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with our two professors of political science, Fred Locken and Eric Herzig. So let's get to the governor's race on the Democratic side, because that's when where the most noise has been. At this point, I would hazard to say that most people in Washoe County, which is the swing county and the swing state, are the ones that need to be the most impressed by the gubernatorial candidates on the Democratic side. Who's breaking through, do you feel, at this point between?
Neither one of them.
Exactly.
And they haven't come up here. I think that's a big mistake.
Christie will be on this program the first week of June.
Okay, so she's finally going to come up here. Sisolak has a lot of
media.
They've
been coming up on the weekend.
He's burning through his money, which is fine. He's got to do it. Right now, if you're in northern Nevada, it's like these are just two people out of Clark County, and you might see them on television or you get a flyer at the door. I don't think either one of them has made much of a headway up north, and they reflect the split in the Democratic Party right now, which is not good for the Democrats going forward. And if I'm Adam Laxalt, who rarely talks to the media and doesn't say much when he does, why should he? They're killing each other.
Yep. I fully agree.
It's classic, right?
Well, it is. And we've seen it with this Democratic Party in the state before. It's also it's interesting to see the people behind the scenes that are trying to manipulate the strings between the two candidates.
For example...
Well, we have the Dina Titus piece now. You have the establishment out of Washington versus the state party. We're getting the division in a way that the state Republican Party has had for more than a decade, and that is not a healthy development. Eric is right. But I just wrote a piece, and I indicated that, both campaigns have decided that they're going to be able to win in Clark County, so the upstate is very nominal at this point in time, and I think that is a mistake if this is a close election, because the voter turnout is going to be even more abysmal than usual. But beyond that, if Sisolak wins, he's too conservative for the fall electorate, and if Chris wins, she's too progressive/liberal for the electorate, and so they're not producing the candidate they needed in November in this election.
And it seems like the topics that they're going after each other on, most people in Washoe County don't really care about.
Absolutely not. They're Clark County issues or they're personal issues. Why Sisolak went so hard on Chris G's now deceased husband, it's like that. I don't follow that, particularly with the electorate I see that's going to come out, which is going to be increasingly female and increasing and probably more progressive. And that's where you went with it? I don't get that. Maybe it'll work. Maybe I'm missing something.
Don't see it working at all. But again, it's not too surprising from Sisolak, whose politics have always been really right-wing, not moderate or left-wing. So, it's nasty. I think it comes across in the ads that we've seen as just a nasty hit,
yes.
Much as you see in the national dialogue about John McCain. I mean, you don't kick people. In this case, the husband has passed. It's not an issue. Nobody's caring.
And so does either of them have a lead at this point, as far as you can see?
Well, I think Sisolak...
I mean, really, truly anywhere.
I think Sisolak has a lead, if you look at kind of the few polls that are out there, and Chris G doesn't have the money. By the same token...
But hang on, you've got the NSCA, who are spending big bucks on her behalf.
Well, I was going to say, kind of Fred was talking about this. It's going to depend on turnout and who gets them out. And I actually think the Democratic electorate is going to be far more progressive in the primary. And if I'm Sisolak, I'm worried about that.
Yes. Okay, so the Bernie people are going to be out in force.
Well, or some variation there.
Got about 20 seconds.
Yes. I, under the circumstances, that's the big question. Will the Bernie folks be back and playing? I'm not sure we know yet.
And we're only looking at, what, 14-15% turnout in the primary?
Probably.
And that's at most. That's where we got to leave it. Guys, thank you. Great conversation, even though I was wrong all the way through the first two segments. We'll be right back. Thank you.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, Ray Hager and I speak with State Senator James Settlemyer. We'll see you then.